God says that he has made you different, that you may know one another, that you may come to know one another, you know. The best of you is the one who is most conscious of God. So not that I'm looking to be better than you or that, but to know you, but to also acknowledge you too, you know, because we can know things. And depending on our disposition, we won't acknowledge them, you know. But this language and scripture says to know and to acknowledge, you know. So this is what we're trying to do, you know. And so it takes shape as interfaith dialogue or some community project we might do together, a trip to Jerusalem, you know, some other kinds of Thanksgiving prayer services, things of that nature. It takes the form of that, but what I tried to lay out is this moment ago is kind of what the aim is behind all those things. That's how they express themselves. But this is what we're aiming for, so to speak. Over the course of time up to now, we've seen that morph, you know, and emerging leaders, men and women in Islam here, that have really allowed for us, meaning the Muslim community, to grow and to change and to take form in ways that I would say, you know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago would be hard to imagine. I think that my influencer is beginning to expand a little bit. And when I say influence, you know, not in a coercive kind of a way, but an idea of that we've been included in the discussion about issues that matter, you know, not only to Muslims, but also to others in that particular way. So all these things, that's been my experience. It was like a very marginal one to really, the sky's the limit right now in that particular way. And I'm an optimist by nature, maybe, you know. But I think that our future is great here in Minneapolis, you know. And even the work that IRG, for example, is doing. I mean, this historic project that they're working on right now, these are things that we couldn't really think about. We couldn't fathom this.